God, you who make all things new, through your word, help us to claim that which restores us to life, even in the midst of difficult times and places. Amen. Well, yesterday I was working on today's sermon at the Monroe Street Beanery, not far from here, and all of a sudden, the background music being played caught my ear. It was John Denver singing, "Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads." Okay, you know what? You can join me in singing it. "Country roads take me home to the place I belong. Mountain mama, take me home. Country roads." Well, because I was at the Beanery shortly before their early spring break closing, the young employee who was anxious to close and get outside in the sunshine started singing John Denver's refrain, even though the playlist had moved on to different songs. Being a child of the 70s in whom this song is ingrained, I was rather tickled to see such a young person all of a sudden enamored by this tune and these words. According to John Denver's song lyrics, home is the place one belongs. I would dare say that such a definition of home certainly touches sentimental strings and longings within each of us. Yet in reality, we know that one's experience of home can't be reduced to something that is quite so easily and nostalgically defined. Even the best of homes can get rather messy and complicated at times. Though some homes might be better than others, none of us come from perfect home lives. When I look back on my early childhood, I think I had a pretty stable experience of home. But there were many times as a child when I thought about and threatened to run away from home. If it was daylight and good weather, I might even do it by fleeing the house in a determined, "I'll show you" state of mind, and wander and blow off steam on the acre of land closest to our house. Then, somewhat similar to the young son in today's parable, but not to that extreme, of course, I would come to my senses, get bored, or become hungry, and try to slip back into the house unnoticed. As we grow, feelings about home become even more mixed and complicated, and people relate to home and family differently. Some young adults can't wait to get out on their own and flee the boundaries of home life. Others who choose to leave home for school or work suffer greatly from homesickness. And yet others delay leaving home until their late 20s or longer even if they find meaningful work. We are all different. And home means different things to us. Such was the case in the parable Jesus told about two sons. The younger son was so disrespectful of his place in his father's home that he asked for his inheritance before his father dies. Back then, like now, inheritance was something that was only given at the time of death. it would be interpreted by most people in the community at the time as the son saying to his father, "You're as good as dead to me." What is even more shocking is that the father actually grants the son's request, dividing what he has and giving it to him. While the older son is not brought into the story until the end of the story, one can imagine the enmity that this might have caused between the two brothers, who respond so differently to their father's provision and possessions. As the story plays out, the younger son, who goes to a faraway country, loses all his monetary assets. His poor state of affairs is then exacerbated even more by a severe famine. This forces him to become a migrant worker in a country in which he is not a citizen, and therefore is not treated with any special favor. He ends up doing a job that would be despicable to any self-respecting Jewish person by feeding pigs who were considered unclean animals. In spite of his hunger and need, no one gave him anything. Either his hunger was invisible to those around him, causing him to suffer in silence without anyone to advocate for him. Thus, his foolishness dawns upon him. He comes to his senses and makes the decision to return home and throw himself on the mercy of his father, confessing his sin, renouncing his status as a son, and asking only to be treated as a hired hand. Perhaps some of you who are here today have been in a situation comparable to where the younger son found himself. Many of us have not. Yet probably all of us in some way have foolishly wasted what God has provided. At other times, we have probably been like the older son by being the smug, self-righteous, self-proclaimed good child, holding others' sins against them, not hearing their confession, excluding them from God's mercy, and in the process, excluding ourselves from that same mercy. The good news in this story for both sons and for us is that home is not just a place where we belong, but it's a place where we find meaning in whom and what we belong to. It's a place where we come to our senses about what our true identity is. We are children of God, and residing in the heart of God and having the heart of God reside in us means we will be at home wherever we are. If we wander far from God's mercy and love, says Helmut Thielicke, Jesus is the very heart of the Father's voice that overtakes us in the far country and tells us the incredibly joyful news: you can come home, come home. This message is then verified by mercy running to meet us and restoring us to the relationship in which we are meant to be. If we reside in the house of God, yet shun the mercy and love God shows to others, Jesus is the very heart of the Father's voice that pleads with us to see that the lost has been found, that what was dead has come to life. As St. Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians, If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Come, celebrate. Come, join the party. Rejoice with me. This day at the 11 o'clock worship service, we will baptize six-month-old Rowan Anthony Willie and celebrate that through this sacrament, he is claimed as a child of God. This means that wherever he goes or doesn't go, and whatever he does or doesn't do, the heart and mercy of Christ will be with him. Always it will whisper and remind him that home is where God's mercy and unconditional love is found. Within this love and mercy, he will grow and develop to be the unique, amazing person God has created him to be. So we celebrate this day that Rowan, his sister, his parents, his family, and all of us are called to reside in the heart of God that calls us to share our hearts with others. By so doing, we proclaim that home is where the love of God calls us to live, to work, to show mercy as mercy has been shown to us, and celebrate and honor that which continues to be restored to life, and where the old becomes forever new. Thus we rejoice in our God always. Amen.